God is very near to us. We sang it together. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. And that's a wonderful thing. Except when he comes with a parable like this. This is one of his annoying parables that flies in the face of everything we think is just and fair. But he's near to us in order to meet us where we are and bring us where we need to be. And we go kicking and screaming sometimes. But the parable is meant to do that. God, out of love for us, doesn't leave us where we are, but brings us along together. God, I think, is on a seek and rescue mission. We need to be found and rescued. The waters have risen and forced us to seek higher ground. The terrible winds have stripped away everything on the surface of our lives. We lie buried under debris of thoughts and hurts and angers. We need to be rescued. That's where this annoying parable finds us, to set us free from all that, to teach us what is really good, to begin to think like God thinks, whose thoughts are far beyond our thoughts. God seeks to catch us up in the net of his word and drag us onto a far shore, into a whole new realm, if we're willing. The great Anglican scripture scholar N.T. Wright wrote in his book, Simply Christian, about our predicament. He wrote about it in this way. Made for spirituality, we wallow in introspection. Made for joy, we settle for pleasure. Made for justice, we clamor for vengeance. Made for relationship, we insist on our own way. Made for beauty, we are satisfied with sentiment. That's where we are. That's the way I look at my life sometimes. What's the way out? What's the way forward? What's the way forward so that we can conduct our lives in ways that are worthy of the gospel? God is near, giving us a way out and a way forward together. As God is seeking for us, as we've been told many times, we are also seeking for God. You made us for yourself, O Lord, wrote St. Augustine, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Our soul is thirsting for God. Young people and old are searching for God. There are the young people who are called the seekers, who feel that institutional faith and religion is exhausted in their view. But they have this thirst, this desire for meaning, for the answers to the big questions about why am I here and what am I to do with my life and what is sacred. They're the growing number of the so-called nuns, N-O-N-E-S, seeking, but not joining us in church. But their thirst is ours. The Catholic scholars, those young men and women who come here to take part in a program of faith formation and service and spiritual development, Say, when they come into the program, things like that. They say, I'm hungry for a deepened relationship in my faith. I'm hungry for the truth. I want a more rigorous practice of the faith. I want to challenge myself. And we, if we listen to ourselves, have the same thirst within us. And following that thirst and that hunger, seeking in that way, that's the way out and the way forward. The landowner says to the complainants, are you jealous because I am generous? Another translation reads, do you look upon this with evil eye because I am generous? Do you compare yourselves to others, make odious comparisons, instead of walking with people who have that same hunger and thirst as you do, and who are lost in the same trivial pursuits as we all get lost in? The parable wrenches us out of that way of thinking. Because instead of just settling for one small coin, there's much more offered to us. The owner of the vineyard recognized that in order for a family to survive for one day, they needed the usual daily wage. They needed that denarius. Give us this day our daily bread. Help us get through the day. That's where day laborers are often found, in that predicament. And so the owner knew that, and in love for those people, he gave them what really was just. They had a right to live. But we come here not begging for a coin. Well, maybe we are. We're begging for the coin of the realm. God is on a seek and rescue mission to help us find that coin. But then again, he expects us to be on a seek and rescue mission of our own, with one another and with so many who are lost. Stand together and let us profess the faith that we share.